Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Ohio Valley SCDRA winner Jamie Harper. Then we'll speak with Salem winner Max Olmsted II, and we'll have a conversation with Super Cup Stock Car Series winner Mitch Gibson. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out with the Lucas Oil Series at Lernerville, Pennsylvania. Jonathan Davenport banked a bunch of money there. Teddy Caballa wins at J-Town. Eries goes to Dave Hess Jr. US 24 in Indiana to Cale Cannon. Ricky Lewis gets the victory at Circle City. Lincoln Park to Parker Price Miller. Devin Gilpin wins at Brownstown. Paragon to Joe B. Miller. Kevin McCoy gets it done at Lawrenceburg. The same at Anderson for Dameron Taylor. Ayrton Jennington wins at Terre Haute. And Tri-State goes to Jaden Rogers. Jacksonville, Illinois to Brayton Lynch, while Braden Keller wins at Farmer City. Fairbury goes to Mike Spatola. Dalton Ewing in victory lane at Macon. The big trophy at Lincoln to Tyler Erb. And Paul Nienheiser, the victor at Quincy. Ohio Sprint Speed Week for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, the final at Atomic, and the championship to Danny Dietrich. Skyline to Colton Burdett. Cole Duncan wins at Moeller. Kyle Moore wins at Hilltop and Wayne County. Sharon goes to Garrett Crumpert. Carson Tuckey victorious at Goods. Missouri at I-55 to Drake Troutman. Zach Whaley wins at Farmington Empire. Hawkeye Downs in Iowa. Welcome back to Victory Lane, Jeremiah Davis. Cruz Berkhofer wins at Davenport. And in Kentucky, Mountain Motor to Derek Fisher, Thunder Mountain to Logan Walls. Jeff Watson gets a pair, Lake Cumberland and Rock Castle. Trey Davenport wins Paducah. Florence goes to Stephen Parton. And Kevin Adams, the checkers at Willard. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you hear about the SCDRA, whether you're down south or up in the Midwest. Well, this one's from the Ohio Valley SCDRA. Mudlick Valley last week hosted the 1,000 to win bangers at the Lick. And Jamie Harper, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, you licked it all the way to that bank, man. $1,000 at Mudlick. That had to be really awesome. I heard you led a lot of laps, but you know, it still had to get busy out there. I bet that track's a lot tighter than it used to be. What was it like behind the wheel to make this thing go all the way to the finish?
It was absolutely a riot. I mean, from start to finish, the guys were there. You could hear them. Track was a little rougher than normal, but, I mean, we had a lot of laps turning.
And he got it done. Jamie Harper, bangers at the Lick, winner at Mudlick Valley in Kentucky, taking $1,000 back from last weekend's big Ohio Valley SCDRA version. You know, we love hearing about our Mid-America brothers in the four-cylinder world, but are you going to come down at Screven and see Paul Clayton and all those cats down there at some point this year?
Yes, I'm definitely going to come to Screven this year and see what the little car can do. I mean, it don't do bad down here, so we're going to see what it does.
And that will be awesome. Jamie Harper, Ohio Valley SCDRA winner at Mudlick Valley last weekend, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. One of the things I did get to see, Jamie, was your car is just about taken up by the numbers on the side of it. 964, that is a lot of numbers on a compact race car. What does 964 mean?
That is all my kids' age when I started racing. I figured we started it as a family, so let's let the number be as a family.
Oh, man, that is so sweet. Well, what are your kids' names? We got to know now.
I got Landon, I got Gracie, and I got Abby.
Oh, wow.
Abby's the youngest and probably the meanest.
Well, now I know from looking you up on Facebook, your wife's name's Tiffany. Is she kind of your daughter, Abby, go after mom, or is she more like dad?
Well, they say she's a spitting image of me, so I guess I'll have to take the credit for that.
Well, which one of them's going to be a racer when they get older?
the boy, he's already in there. I mean, right now he runs with us sometimes, and he runs pretty good. Just I ain't got him in a fast enough car yet. I want seat time before he gets power.
Smart father, and a winning racer. Third race win of the year at Mudlick Valley, and this time getting the bangers at the lick for the Ohio Valley SCDRA victory last weekend at that track. Now, I know the Ohio Valley SCDRA is going to a couple of other famous tracks, July 11th and 12th at Ponderosa for the front-wheel drive stampede, and then Moeller on the 25th of July for the Battle of the Belts. Are you up to going racing them? Are you going to get you a belt?
Oh, I'm going to try my dangest. We're going to definitely throw the whole book at it. We're going to be on the rail.
What makes SCDRA racing, whether it's down here with the southern version of it or the Ohio Valley SCDRA up there, it seems like everybody I talk to in the sport compact world really is having a family fun time, win or lose. Is that what the feeling is as far as you drivers go as well?
Man, it's all like family. Even if you don't really get along with somebody, if they need help, we'll help them. We don't care. I mean, it's a blast. Everybody's giving their own part, or you got a part. We know we're going to give it to each other, even if we had beef before.
Wow. You know, it is what the racing world tries to be. And I can tell you the SCDRA South or the Ohio Valley SCDRA up in our Mid-America area, they do a great job of Jamie Harper taking the 1,000 to win bangers at the lick at Mudlick Valley last weekend, the series' most recent winner. They go to Ponderosa and Moeller in July. What do you like as far as a track that makes it fun for Jamie Harper to drive?
I definitely like a high bank. I like when I don't have to lift very much. I just like when we're able to just hold her down and let her eat.
Jamie, appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more guests on the ProFabrication.com hotline and all of us here at PRN at the track. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, Trucks, Mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, a driver that has won at Thursday Thunder at Echo Park Speedway down in Georgia, just coming off a win at Salem Speedway in Indiana. He is the Nashville Fairgrounds track champion last year in the Young Lions division from Greenwood, Indiana, Max Olmsted II. Hey, Max, welcome to the show. Wow, what a last 12, 10 months or so of race victories for you. And, you know, what has been making it so good? Are you training off the track? Have you got, you know, special setups on the track? What do you think has really helped you, you know, flip the switch to every week now, wherever in the country you go, you are a big factor in the Young Lions division?
Oh, well, hey, thank you for having me. I think just having a great car and a great crew behind me is very helpful, and they get to push me along, and I just like winning races, so I try to go out there, be the best I can be, win some races.
Well, you've been doing a great job of it. Max Olmsted II joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What makes a great car? I hear drivers say that all the time, a great car. For you, is a great car really loose? Is it really, you know, fast in the straightaway? You got a special radio station you want them to lock in so you can hear your music. What makes a great race car for Max Olmsted II?
I like a car that can get into the corner really well. If I can get into the corner hard and harder than most other people, that's where my sweet spot is. So preferably not too tight during that. And yeah, if I can just get into the corner.
Wow. Yeah, got to get in there and make it go and make it exciting and make it to victory lane. And he's been doing all that and then some. Indiana's Max Olmsted II, from Georgia all the way up to his home state and just about everywhere in between, collecting trophies in the Young Lion Division of the U.S. Legends. He is on the ProFabrication.com hotline, and ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the Gasco gaskets, are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I understand one thing with you is no longer available, and it was one of the, I mean, we're talking butterbean level mullets that you started out the season with. What happened to the Max Olmsted II mullet?
Yeah, I think it just got hot, and I've had it for a couple years, and I was ready to, you know, try something new.
Wow. Will we see a return of this? Do we need to, like, have so many tweets to get you to grow it back or something? What's the plan for the hairdo as you continue on your torrid pace of victories?
I haven't really thought too much about bringing the mullet back, but, you know, if some sponsor wants to come along and if they want the mullet, I guess we'll bring the mullet back.
Yeah, a lot of hair care products out there. A great kid from Greenwood, Indiana, multi-state winner, Max Olmsted II, joining us for some fun, some laughs, and to get to know him as he is really one of those drivers that transcends virtually all the ground that we are from Auburndale, Florida, where he raced over the Winter Nationals, all the way up into Mid-America, where he's from and winning so many races. Max Olmsted II on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So was there a Max Olmsted I that raced? Did Dad race back in the day?
My dad did race back in the day. He raced asphalt modifieds and just around Indiana. He didn't really travel too much. That's kind of what got me into racing, watching his stuff. But now I get to have a wonderful family. My mom, stepdad, and dad, they all help me a ton. And it's the only reason I get to race every weekend.
Yeah, and we love what they're doing because we get to see Max Olmsted II, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, racking up those wins and getting into those corners better than just about anybody in the Young Lions division whenever he loads up and gets to a racetrack. You know, have you got, you know, tracks and future series? Where can we look for, you know, over the coming years? Are you going to stay pavement? Is dirt something that interests you? What's the crystal ball potentially have for you?
My goal is next year to go to dirt late models. I have made one start in a 602 late model in Sonoma, Georgia. And we were really quick there. So I think we'll have big potential if we move up. But yeah, hopefully next year you'll see me in the dirt late models.
Wow, dirt late model, following the trail of guys like Jonathan Davenport, Superman was a Legends driver and on up, Carson Ferguson, so many other drivers that have come through the program, and instead of staying on the pavement, heading over towards the dirt side, Max Olmsted II still got a lot of winning to do on the pavement. Who are some of your favorite drivers? Who do you look up to as a wheelman and such to be able to follow how they do things?
I I don't really have a ton of big inspirations. I do like to look up to like my older friends who have been racing longer than me. They kind of help me a lot, and especially, you know, my Nashville guys, they help me a lot, like on the sim, but also getting to race with them bumper to bumper, and it teaches me a lot.
Max Olmstead II, multi-state winner in the Young Lions division on the profabrication.com hotline. You speak about sim, a lot of, you know, drivers doing the sim. Do you try to do that a couple of times a week? How much a part of that is your regimen for training and all this success?
I'm on the sim a lot. I'd say every day almost. If I'm not working on race cars with my family, I'm on the sim or hanging out with friends.
Wow, Max Olmstead II checking in with us on the profabrication.com hotline. You work on your own race car. What part of the car do you like to focus on? Are you an engine guy? Are you a chassis guy? Do they just let you put decals on? What do you do?
Usually my job is shocks and springs. I have to change shocks and springs, and I'll help, you know, pull gears and all that. But on the other side, I painted the body on the off season.
Man, you've done a whole bunch. Where can folks follow Max Olmstead II on social media?
We have Facebook, and it's Too Fast Motorsports, and that's about it.
Well, Too Fast.
We have TikTok.
Too Fast Motorsports, TikTok, and Facebook, and Too Fast for a lot of the company he keeps, because he is winning championships and races all across America. Max Olmstead II, thanks for taking the time to be with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race, it's Bristol, baby.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh from the Super Cup Stock Car Series Victory Lane at beautiful Lonesome Pine Speedway in Coburn, Virginia, the winner of last weekend's race there, Mitch Gibson. Hey, Mitch, welcome to the show. I understand that You know, a lot of the early laps are like a lot of early laps. Things come and go, but you had a late race restart that you really had to be on point to be able to bring this one to victory lane. What were those last laps like?
Oh, man. The last laps was crazy. You know, we took off on the start and got looked underneath a couple times. I was like, man, is he willing to move me or not? And he just couldn't get there. And we was finally able to pull away right there at the end and get the victory, which was great. So,
Mitch Gibson, a 2022 track champion at Lonesome Pine in the late models, now grabbing his first series victory in the Super Cup Stock Car Series last weekend at his former home track, Coburn, Virginia's Lonesome Pine. I guess that'd still be your hometown track. There was a lot of things going on in victory lane. It looked like not only the emotion of a first win and a big win in front of your hometown crowd. What were the feelings that you know, we got a glimpse of on the Facebook page of the Super Cup Stock Car Series? What was it?
Oh man, you know, just being in high school and going to high school with Danny O'Quinn and working, you know, with Caleb Homan that raced for Henderson Motorsports and all those guys, they all raced there. It was all champions there. And, you know, to be able to get in a Pro Cup car like those guys did that I, you know, looked up to as a kid and be able to do what they done and win races, that's what made it so special. And then, of course, you know, my family being there, all my local friends, kids I went to high school with, I guess you'd say adults now, but it was just amazing, you know, to go to Victory Lane and something like that, you know, at my home track.
And Charlie Henderson, I'm sure, looking down and a bit of pride for one of his former team members taking the win for the Super Cup Stock Car Series last weekend at Lonesome Pine, Virginia. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Mitch Gibson. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Now, I thought I heard you say sponsors in Victory Lane. Am I right? You even had them there. Gosh, you had a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah. You know, I like to thank all my sponsors. You know, Moyer Brothers in Luray, Virginia, Superior Welding out of Harrisonburg and Weirs Cave, Virginia, and, of course, LDW Technologies, H2O, large wastewater technology company. Just got to thank all those guys for what they do for me every week.
Man, that is so cool. And, you know, this is one of those great grassroots series that you just got to find and follow. Super Cup Stock Car Series. They'll be racing at Shenandoah Speedway on July 19th, their Veterans Classic event. And we're chatting on the line with the new points leader, not just the winner of the last race. Mitch Gibson is on the ProFabrication.com hotline, and I understand that you've got a little experience at Shenandoah doing battle with a family member. What were you doing there at Shenandoah racing kinfolk?
Oh, it's been so cool, you know, getting to watch my son come up racing, you know, something I'd done as a kid, and being able to go on the track with him and race legend cars with him was awesome. So it'll be interesting to get on the track in a V8 car for the first time. I know we're going to go do a little bit of testing before the race, but just awesome when you get out there and race with your kids.
Absolutely. And our guest, Mitch Gibson, got to do that with his son out there racing at Shenandoah Speedway. And they'll be getting set for the July 19th Veterans Classic for the Super Cup Stock Car Series there at that beautiful track right off of, sort of off of, it's maybe a few miles off of Interstate 81. Beautiful place. I've seen a lot of pictures. What's the joint like banking-wise and straightaway-wise that folks can get excited about making the trip up there to what should be much cooler air temperatures at Shenandoah Speedway on July 19th?
So it's a 3/8 mile, similar to Lonesome Pine, just a little less banking. Nice, smooth surface, probably one of the most smoothest tracks I've been on. Very wide, so there's a lot of room in the corners. That's probably what the best thing about it is that it's sort of hard to tire a race car up there in the corner unless you just really overdrive one. So, beautiful facility located right there in the Shenandoah Mountains.
Mitch Gibson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Super Cup Stock Car Series winner at Lonesome Pine, series points leader, And now, got a couple of weeks to collect things and get them ready for Shenandoah Speedway on July 19th for the Veterans Classic there. A lot of folks learning for the first time about the Super Cup Stock Car Series. What kind of cars are these, and what can we kind of relate them to?
You know, like the car I'm in, it's a Charlie Long car from when Charlie raced back years ago. You know, they're 650 horsepower. They're basically a full-bodied stock car. We actually have some older Nationwide cars running this series. So a really good series to run in. You know, it's affordable, and they put on a great show.
Wow. Super Cup Stock Car Series racing coming to Shenandoah Speedway on July 19th. They just had them on their feet at Lonesome Pine last weekend, and we're chatting with the winner of that event, Mitch Gibson, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I understand you not only have been a driver, but as a young man, you were changing tires for Morgan McClure and other teams. What was it like going over the wall when you was a youngin'?
Oh, man, it was crazy. You know, when I was 12 years old, you know, I used to go to Danny O'Quinn's shop when I was first going into high school, and would just hit lug nut after lug nut. And then, of course, when Danny left and went to Roush, I went to Henderson Motorsports. Of course, Charlie Henderson passed away this week. Charlie was a great guy, a veteran of war, and I think he was the second longest active NASCAR team owner to the Wood Brothers. And, you know, he gave me the beginning step I needed as a tire changer to make it to the Cup Series. And so,
We're bumping up on our time, but Charlie Henderson and the great things and his service to our country. And we're on the line with Mitch Gibson on the ProFab hotline. Congratulations on your win at Lonesome Pine. Go get him at Shenandoah. And thank you for taking the time to do this. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Everywhere you look, it's really hot, but the racing is really awesome. Lots and lots of tracks are running. Get out and support grassroots racing. Stay hydrated, and thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.